Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service support. My name is Kenyatta. How can I assist you today?
Well, I'm asking about a two charges that I got on my Visa bill that I don't seem to have a receipt for, and I wondered what it was about.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. I have to pull up your account so I can assist you. So give me just a moment, please.
Okay, sure.
Just a brief moment. Give me just a moment. May I please have your zip code, ma'am?
Pardon?
May I please have your zip code?
48084.
So I have 480 48048.
No, 84. 48084.
Okay, 84, thank you. May I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
It's under Patricia W. Lundy, L-U-N-D-Y.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me just a moment. Give me just a moment, ma'am, while I locate that account, please.
Okay.
Just a moment, ma'am. I'm still here trying to locate this account. Okay, so I did found that account, ma'am. So for security purposes, may you please verify your shipping address for me?
3130 Caswell Drive, Troy, Michigan, 48084.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that you placed an order for some Pure Mini Pods, which those are some earbuds that say charge up to 8 to 9 hours that can be compatible to any smartphone, Androids, and tablets. So how may I assist you today?
I can't understand what you're saying. What did I order?
Yes, ma'am. You ordered some Pure Mini Pods, which those are some earbuds that you placed the order for.
No,
now,
I didn't.
Yes, ma'am. So I see that you placed the order for some wireless Mini Pods and a smart health watch. The watch helps you monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol.
Okay, well, that was a scam, and I do not want to pay for that. And if you want that stuff back, I can send it back. I told them not to send it because it was from the post office, and I could not delete it when I ordered the. I was going to pay $6.95, I think, for shipping, and then they included that watch and those earbuds, and I said them I did not want them, but they sent them anyway. So I do not want to pay for them. If you want them back, I'll send them.
Okay, ma'am. So did you call in to let them know this? Because you had only how you can get this canceled for you not to receive that product, you had to call in to customer service support. So since we don't have any records.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a scam anyway, and I'm not going to be bothered with it. I'm going to call my Visa right now and tell them that I'm not paying for this right now, right this minute.
Okay, ma'am.
Because I know it's a scam.
Okay, well, ma'am, it's not a scam. It was on the website, and you did agree to the terms and conditions.
So I said I'll send it back if you want it. Do you want it back?
Okay, give me just a moment, please.
Besides, it's two different places. I've got it charged twice on my Visa card for this, and it was two different names, gadget support or something was the original. Now it's better lifestyle and sharp home products. And I got two charges for both those things, and I know it's a scam.
Okay, so I see they only charge you the $59.95 and the $14.95 that you're talking about, correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, so since you did agree to the terms and conditions and you did not call and cancel out within 14 days, so what I can do is I can give you a 35% refund, let you keep those products and cancel this account out for you, ma'am.
Okay, you can cancel it. I don't, and you don't want the products back?
Well, I'm saying I can get this product canceled out, and I can also give you a 35% refund without of that charge of, give me just a moment, that charge of $59.95. I can give you a 35% refund and let you keep those products, ma'am.
Well, I don't want them. That's what I said in my email. I sent an email, and I said I did not want them. And if I had to go any further with it, I'll just call my Visa and have it canceled.
Okay,
I
so what I...
I want the whole money, all the money back.
Okay, yes, and so what I can do today as a courtesy with you agreeing to terms and conditions, and I hate for you to call your Visa card, because what will happen, they will put that money back in your account, but they will put do an investigation where they'll call our company. We'll send them the terms and conditions that you did agree to the terms and conditions was on that website. Because only
yes.
how that
okay.
you...
I'll call them then. Thank you very much.
No, ma'am, but I'm saying I can give you a 50% refund.